to again, I'd like to have the opportunity again to navigate through the agenda, take some of the more pro forma things in the interest of time. That being the case, I would like to go to item 2, approval of the meeting minutes for the April 19th meeting. What's the board's pleasure?
This is Kathy, so moved.
Motion's made. Is there a second?
Michael Gormley, I'll second.
Motion made and second. Is there discussion on this motion? In the absence of a motion properly made and second, I'd like to call upon the trustees for their vote. By voice, Trustee Graves?
Aye.
Trustee Whetstone?
Abstain. I was absent.
Trustee Elliker?
Yes.
Trustee Gormley?
Yes.
Trustee Sagnol is also yes. Thank you. I'd like to put administrative matters on hold. Go to item 4, age annuity retirements. These are information only. They do not require the deliberation or vote by the trustees. Unless there's a question, if there's not a question on item 4, I'd like to go to item 5. I'm going to hold on for a moment. And I'd like to, for information only, go to item 6, 7, and 8 and treat them collectively. Excuse me, item 6, death after retirement. Eleanor Loy and Michael Moscato, I knew them both. Survivor death after retirement information only, Ann Carasone, Barbara Dowdell, knew them. Death while active, Robert Moore, knew him. I'd like to call upon the trustees for a moment of silence and observation of the repose of these souls. Thank you very much. Rest in peace. Item 9, payment of bills. Board's pleasure on item 9.
This is Kathy, so moved.
Is there a second?
Michael Gormley, I'll second.
Is there discussion on this motion? In the absence of a motion properly made and second, I'd like to call upon the trustees for voice vote. Trustee Graves?
Aye.
Trustee Whetstone?
Aye.
Trustee Elliker?
Aye.
Trustee Gormley?
Aye.
Trustee Sagnella is also an aye. I think we can entertain the disability reexamination, which is item number 5. Geraldine Wilson, this is her third reexamination for disability. She's required to take 3 within the first 5 years of her disability retirement. What's the board's pleasure? You have the medical reports that have been provided by our medical consultant. If there's questions on this issue, which required an examination of her physical records, we are going to have to go into executive session.
I move that we accept item 5 as presented.
So moved. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Along with the medical advice from our provider.
Thank you very much. Is there a second to that motion?
Susan Whetstone, second.
Is there a discussion on that motion? In the absence of a motion properly made and second, I'd like to call upon the trustees for a voice vote. Trustee Graves?
Aye.
Trustee Whetstone?
Aye.
Trustee Elliker?
Aye.
Trustee Gormley?
Aye.
Trustee Sagnella is also an aye. I'd like to go to item 3, administrative matters. A, review and discussion on the agreement for legal services. Can you segue into that, Liana?
Hi, good morning. This is Liana. Our contract with Brenner, Salzman & Wallman is coming to an end as of May 31st of this year. So the trustees would need to discuss and vote if they would like to extend the contract with Brenner Salisbury.
They have a flat fee rate, right? Monthly.
Currently, as a flat fee rate, there is the options to change from flat fee to, you know, just paying, you know, per item.
Leanna, this is Susan. I have a question. So the renewal terms would be for the same terms as the existing contract and for what period of time?
So the current contract does not state. I believe that would just be something that would be discussed with Carolyn. Is that correct, Carolyn?
I'm letting her back in. She had left, but she's coming back.
I think I see her. She just joined. Carolyn, you'll just have to unmute yourself. Trustee Whetstone was asking what the terms of the contract would be and the length of time.
Carolyn, you're on mute.
If you'd like to come back to this item, we can discuss the others, then come back when Carolyn's all set. Yeah.
Okay,
thank you. No, my suggestion is that we basically have the same contract, except for there would not be only. So at the moment, you have a choice to select between $300 an hour or a base of $6,000 a month. And that would be for all services, except if there were litigation or some contested administrative matter. And I suggest a 3-year contract, just like we have now.
Could I ask a question? If Ms. Weston is done with her.
Yes, I'm done.
I think Carolyn's been doing a great job, and ideally we just extend this in my view, but I just want to make sure that we're following the appropriate city ordinances as well. Are we required to put this out for RFP since this was a 3-year contract, Mr. Gorman? Or Carolyn, you could answer that as well.
So I'm not sure what the city's requirements are, but the board does not have the same requirements. I mean, putting it out for an RFP is a prudent thing to do, but it's really up to the board.
May I ask a question, Carolyn? You may know this. I thought there was a provision for legal services because you don't necessarily go to the lowest bidder on legal services. Do you know if there's anything that is an exception for legal services in the city contracting?
I don't.
Okay.
But I think that's correct, that you don't necessarily go to the lowest bidder for professional services.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Mike Gormany might know the answers to these questions.
Yes. Yeah, so that's really the board's pleasure. I know. Normally what was done was an RFP was done for legal services, and Trustee Whetstone is correct that it's not necessarily based on the lowest bidder because there's a scoring criteria within that RFP. Usually 4 or 5 items that trustees would review that determines the legal service entity that the board would choose. So Trustee Whetstone, you're right. It's not necessarily based on the lowest bidder if you did an RFP.
If I make a comment, I think Attorney Cohen's been doing an excellent job, and the RFP process is lengthy and I think would likely land us in a pretty similar place. She has an incredible knowledge of state statute and the history with the city. And if there was a major issue or something like that, I can imagine changing course, but I just can't imagine that at this moment. That's my own view.
Well, I echo those sentiments. I've been familiar with this firm for quite a while. They present the top quality service. The personnel are excellent. I think the administrative people on our staff will back that up. And also their local taxpayers, which I think is something we always look at too. So I would also echo what the mayor is saying. And I think that, you know, it's my recommendation that we continue with them.
This is Leanna Ambersley. I would 100% agree as the one that, you know, deals with, you know, day to day with Carolyn and Jerry prior to me. I agree with what both him and the mayor are saying.
So with all of the comments said, I move that we extend the Brenna Salzman contract for another 3 years.
Motion has been made. Is there a second to that motion?
Susan Whetston, second.
Could I just ask a clarifying question?
Certainly.
So, Attorney Cohen, just to confirm that you're saying that you would keep the terms of the existing contract in a new or renewed 3-year contract?
Right, but I think the existing contract carves out certain projects, and I wouldn't. My only carve out would be for litigation.
Can you clarify what that means?
I think what the existing contract says is, look, if you do the flat fee, but there is a special project, we will bill you on an hourly basis. And I would get rid of that language. So it would just be, if you guys decide to go with the flat fee, because I think you need to make that decision at least for the next 12 months, there would be no carve outs except for if the fund was involved in some type of litigation. Is that clear? Yeah.
She's saying she's eliminating an extra fee for special projects. Special projects would be included in the flat fee. It would just be litigation now. That would be anything extra.
That's great.
Find that acceptable.
I agree with what everyone's saying. I have one last question for Mike.
Sure.
Mike, are you aware, like, when we did RFPs, has it been every time this contract came up?
I might be better able to answer.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say I wasn't on the board the last time, so I am not sure. I know I just went through this process with PNF, but Carolyn can probably better answer that for SURF.
So until Mayor Harp was elected, we had no contract. So for maybe 35 years, we had no contract. And when Mayor Harp was elected, it was the first time we did RFPs, I think, for actuarial services at all. We never had done one for actuarial services. And I think we never did one for the medical advisor. So when Mayor Harp was elected, she wanted us to do RFPs for all three. And we did it, but it took years. And there was really no contract as a result of it for legal services. So they went out and did RFPs around 18 or 19.
I think it was 18.
So that's the contract you see here. So the contract that we currently have, the same for the actuary and for medical services, is the first contract that's the result of an RFP.
Thank you.
All right, a motion is made in a second. We've got some discussion on the motion. Is there any further discussion on the motion?
Yes. Should I restate my motion to adopt new language? We are exempt from special projects only if litigation exists.
I think you should.
I move that we extend the Brenna Salzman contract with the exception of the language that currently exists for special projects. It will only include litigation.
Is there a second to that motion?
A second. Susan Whetstone.
Is there a discussion on this motion? In the absence of a motion properly made a second, I'd like to call upon the trustees for their voice vote. Trustee Graves.
Aye.
Trustee Whetstone.
Aye.
Trustee Elliker.
Aye.
Trustee Gormany.
Aye.
Trustee Sagnello is also an aye. Motion carries. Item 3B, vote on Yale occupational.
Chair, excuse me. First of all, thank you very, very much. And thanks everybody for their kind comments. But I think you also need to vote for the next 12 months. Do you want the flat fee or the monthly rate?
I thought we were voting as it exists, and that includes the flat fee.
So it exists as a choice. And then last year, the board made the choice for the flat fee. So
does that require another motion?
I think so.
Okay, Kathy, can I call upon you to make another motion?
I move that we stay with the flat fee for increases from Brenner Salzman.
Second.
Thank you.
Is there discussion on this motion? In the absence of motion is improperly made and second, I'd like to call upon the trustees for a voice roll. Trustee Graves?
Aye.
Trustee Whetstone?
Aye.
Trustee Elliker?
Aye.
Trustee Gormany?
Aye.
Trustee Sagnello is also an aye. Item 3B, vote on the Yale Occupational Agreement Extension. Again, Liana, if you can segue into that.
Yes, hi, this is Liana. The Yale Occupational Contract it ended last May, but with the option to extend for 2 1-year terms. So we would be we're in the first year term. They're still doing work for us. So our recommendation would be to formally request to extend for another 1-year term until May of next year.
And you're administratively, you're satisfied with their service? I know at one point, there was some disenchantment with the time element in terms of getting information back. I think that was corrected though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, they're very nice to deal with, but there are delays and me and my staff constantly needing to follow up with them on things, whether it's that they're busy, whether it's that it just, they have technology issues. I would say that, sometimes it can be a headache to deal with them. So I would suggest possibly, I don't even know if there's other options to do an RFP for next year when the contract officially ends. That would be up to the board. It's manageable, but they are not as quick or efficient.
I think that's a very good idea for the RFP. I think the last time we did an RFP for medical consultants some years ago, I think basically they were the only one that responded. It was difficult trying to get any competitive medical companies in to do anything. They were pretty much on sole source, given the
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know if there's new companies that have come about in the last few years. So my suggestion would be, to at least see if we got any. If we went for it next year, but I think extending it at least until our contract is up, and then we can revisit it maybe in the fall or the winter to see if the trustees would want to do an RFP.
I think that's a good idea. Is one of the trustees vocalize that as a motion?
Yeah, we need a vote to request for the written extension.
Go ahead, Susan, your turn.
This is Trustee Susan Whetstone. I move approval of the extension of the Yale Medical Occupational Center contract.
I'll second.
Motion is made and second. Is there discussion on this motion?
And I just want to end, and I think it's prudent on our part to go out for RFP in the fall.
So that's an addendum to the motion?
I don't know if I have to amend the motion. However, I'm just making that statement.
Just a discussion.
So, yeah, it's just for discussion. That's it.
Okay, that sounds good. So motion is made second. Is there any further discussion on the motion? In the absence of, I'd like to call upon the trustees for their voice vote. Motion improperly made in second. Trustee Graves?
Aye.
Trustee Whetstone.
Aye.
Trustee Elliker.
Aye.
Trustee Gormany.
Aye.
Trustee Sagnella is also an aye. Thank you. Item 3C, the 2022 annual report.
Hi, Jerry. This is Leanna. I also have, I believe he's still on, David Mendel from Hooker and Holcomb. He's also here to discuss this annual report, which again, as it says, we do this annually. David, are you still on the call?
Yes. Hi, everyone.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
If there's anything you'd like to touch on or if the trustees have any specific questions about the annual report, we do have David here to explain a little further. If not, and it all looks good, then I think we would just have to make a vote, I believe, Carolyn, to approve the annual report.
That's correct.
Well, is the trustees prepared to have a vote on it and accept it as is? I'm sure Hooker and Holcomb did their usual excellent job on it.
They did. Yes.
Does anyone have any questions about it?
I don't have any questions. However, could you just go through the highlights briefly?
Sure. Let me share screen. I have it open on my other monitor. Can everyone see this right now?
No.
Yeah.
David, I just made it multiple. There you go. You got it.
Okay, perfect. So again, this is the annual report for the SURF plan, and this comes out after the valuation report is done. So a lot of the information you're going to look at in this report comes from the 2022 valuation report, which we presented probably about 2 months ago. But this is generally just a 15-page report summarizing a lot of the main plan provisions of the SURF plan and then recent asset and liability activity. And it's just really meant for the benefit of your employees or whoever else really wants to look at it. So I'll just go through it page by page. Again, just really quickly, there's no need to go into too much detail, but here's just a little history of the background of the plan, when it was founded, participation count, asset information over here. And then we get into details of the plan provisions, employee contributions by union, by tier, service retirement. And then again, you know, any of your employees that look at this plan can figure out when their normal retirement is or any other specific plan provisions that they want to look at. There's just more here, service retirement, rate of pay, disability benefits. These are just all the different plan provisions. If someone wanted to find out what benefits they could be entitled to, they just go to this report and it summarizes it well. Here's asset information. Again, this just comes straight from the 2022 evaluation report. So none of this is new information. Liability information down here, funded ratio, the breakdown of where your assets are invested. We only do four categories. If you go to one of your Raymond James reports, it would have a lot more details. We just breeze through this. A summary of the income and expenses from the year. This graph actually demonstrates it better. And again, none of this is new information. Every year looks pretty standard, except for 2020, 2021 was obviously the great year, and then followed by a negative year. But that's just what you're looking at on the graph, is money coming in and out of the trust. And this is just a quick summary. And then another summary of just all the different entities that you hire to help with the pension plan. But that's pretty much it.
Thank you.
On the share screen. And again, I'll just pause if anyone has a question.
Right, a motion has been, thank you very much, David. A motion has been made to accept the annual report for 2022. I believe it was seconded. Is there any further questions on item 3C? If not, I'd like to take a voice vote from the trustees. A motion of property made and second. I'll indicate their vote. Trustee Graves?
Aye.
Whetstone? Trustee Whetstone?
Aye.
Elliker?
Aye.
Trustee Gormany?
Aye.
Trustee Sagnella is also an aye. If we could return now to item 1, vote on a presentation from April meeting. If I can call upon our financial consultant to segue into that.
Sure. Good morning, everybody. So for those of you who were here last month, we saw three fixed income managers presentations. Taylor or Leanna, if you could pull up the slides. So we listened to three managers present, three very good.
Derek, This is Leanne. I'm so sorry to pause you. Who made that motion and who seconded it on the last? I'm so sorry. The annual report. No,
who made the motion to accept the annual report?
I heard the votes. Yeah, I just didn't get who made the motion and second.
Who made the motion to accept? Was that Susan?
I think I made the motion.
Yeah, I think you made it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was seconded by Kathy, right?
I asked the question.
Right.
Why don't we just do it again?
Yeah. So I'll make a motion to accept the annual report.
And I'll second it.
Second. Is there discussion on this motion? In the absence of a motion promptly made and second, I'd like to call upon the trustees for their voice vote. Trustee Graves?
Aye.
Trustee Whetstone?
Aye.
Trustee Elker?
Aye.
Trustee Gormany?
Aye.
Trustee Stagnello is also an aye. Thank you again.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Not a problem. All right, Derek.
Okay, so we mentioned earlier, last month, we saw three fixed income managers present for core bond. We call it core because it's government credit, but I don't know who was here. I know we had some trustees that had to get off the presentation, but I just wanted to remind everybody there were three. The three managers were JP Morgan, Federated, and Integrity. The three managers presented. We looked at the different statistics that we look at as far as, the markets, how they are respective to their passive benchmarks. Did they give us downside protection when things were poor? And conversely, when things are good, they're able to make money for you. Not a super exciting asset class, but, very much a ballast potentially in the portfolio, especially moving forward. One of the reasons we're adding to this asset class is we've been historically light on fixed income, specifically domestic fixed income. That said, with the Fed looks like winding down on the rate hikes, it's an opportune time to add money to this sector. We also included this chart here shows, the markets, the three managers, and this was through the end of last year. As you can see, for the year, the December 21 to December 22, that asset class got really beaten up quite a bit, double-digit losses. And you can see how the managers respectively compared to their passive benchmark. The passive benchmark is the yellow bar, and you can see green, blue, and red in front of you. Obviously, Federated did the best job of protecting money on the downside. I sent in a chart that's updated through Q1. So as the Fed commentary starts to wane a bit, where it looks as though the worst is behind us in the fixed income markets, you could see the rebound in the fixed income markets a bit. If Taylor or Leanna, who's ever driving, if you could pull up the bond updated Q1 report. I think it's there we go. So here, this shows you, if you can maybe make it a little bit bigger, I don't know if for those of you can see. So through the end of March, you can see that rolling 1 year period, even better, as markets started to turn around, you can see Federated, because they lost the least amount of money, they've then been able to turn around in the green bar, but they've made less than their peers. So it's not always an area where you say, okay, you want the manager, when this is the ballast of your portfolio that makes the most money. We personally look for managers that protect you the most on the way down. Obviously participate on the way up. We call that up capture, down capture. But you can still see the positive numbers through Q1. So I don't know if any of the trustees have any comments from last month, the presentations, and if anybody had any opinion of who they liked the best.
I think I liked Federated.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we echo that, Kathy. That's kind of our go-to, we think. For a multitude of reasons. One, like their strategy the best. They're both top down and bottom up. Fixed income selectors. There's some of the reasons that I think they protected the assets on the way down. Where a lot of managers kind of hug benchmarks. I did like Integrity's presentation. I just think that you know, the organization in and of itself is on the smaller side, which is not always a bad thing. We do have an emerging manager policy, so that would not preclude them from winning the business. But you know, I think there's a staff of 2 portfolio managers and 1 analyst.
And one of the issues I had with Integrity, it claims to be a female-owned firm, and there are no females.
I think
that was a problem for me.
I thought the principal of the firm is a woman. So obviously she owns that, I'm assuming, 51%. I'm not sure.
I don't know if that's window dressing or not.
Yeah. So our recommendation as your financial advisors, I mean, we think Federated did the best job overall in this asset class. If you can go to the next page, Taylor, please. One of the things we look at here, typically where you want to be. So this is, again, a benchmark risk. We call them standard deviation or risk chart. We call it the quadrant chart. Ideally, where you'd like to be is up and to the left. And what that means is you're making more money than the passive benchmark, but you're doing it with less risk. And as you can see, the higher up to the left you are, the better. And you can see Federated scatters up there, you know, closely followed by JP Morgan. Integrity did a good job of adding some alpha, but you know, pretty much with the same similar risk to the to their benchmark. This is for a 3-year period, March to March. We have this with as well in the other presentation, and the scatter plot is very similar. Actually, you know, Taylor, sorry to go back and forth. If you would just pull up that other presentation so we could look at that same chart, because that was when things really got a little dicey in the fixed income market. You could see the scatter plot is very similar. And this is through December when things got really nasty in the fixed income market. And you could see that the chart is very similar. Federated is up and to the left, followed by JP Morgan. Integrity is closer to the benchmark. So part of the reasons why we like that above and beyond the firm's breakdown and how they look at things and their strategy, from a risk return standpoint, they seem to do the best job.
We're talking about $10 million investment?
Roughly, yes.
I mean, graphically, it appears that Federated is the more prudent choice. Do the trustees have a motion they're prepared to make on this selection?
Well, this is Kathy. I move that we look into retaining the services of Federated for fixed income manager of, did you say 10 million, Derek?
Yes.
$10 million.
So moves. Is there a second to that motion?
Susan Whetstone, second.
Is there discussion on this motion? In the absence of a motion properly made and second, I'd like to call upon the trustees for their voice vote. Trustee Graves?
Aye.
Trustee Whetstone?
Aye.
Trustee Elliker?
Aye.
Trustee Gormany?
Aye.
Trustee Stagnello is also an aye. That being the case, unless I've overlooked something here, let's go on to the last few. Item 10, old business. Is there anything that trustees would like to transact under item 10, old business? Item 11, new business. Is there anything that the trustees would like to transact under item 11?
I wasn't at the last meeting, but I assume everyone got the notice about the Newport conference with Opal.
Yes.
I was thinking I would try to attend, but it turns out I'm not going to be able to. So I just thought I'd bring up in case people were going to attend. It was an excellent conference last year. It was very helpful.
Yeah, I liked
it. Really was.
Yeah.
It was a good conference.
I found it helpful. Any other thing, discussion under item 11, new business? If not, I think we go on to item 12. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second, Susan Whetstone.
Is there a discussion on that motion? I wouldn't think so. Motion properly made and second. I'd like to call upon the trustees for their voice vote. Trustee Graves?
Aye.
Trustee Whetstone?
Aye.
Trustee Elker?
Aye.
Trustee Gormany?
Aye.
Trustee Sagnella is also an aye. Thank you very much for your attendance.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay safe.